Chad Reed, Paula Raceway, looked like it may be a good ending for you, but not so good. You know, won the first motor of the year, now I was thinking to myself, he's going to win the second motor of the year.
Yeah, I mean, just didn't have a whole lot of words, I mean, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm just bummed, man, just to be so strong in the first six races and then to be so horrible in the last six races, it just, it was painful. I'm happy this thing's over because it was just getting to be a drag at the end, and got a good start in the first moto actually, and then Barca just kind of tagged me in the rear and you know, kind of just it just pushed the rear around and I lost it, you know, went down. But second moto, you know, got not the whole shot, but I was second, kind of controlled the actual turn, and then passed Brayton early on and try to just check out, you know, try to put some good laps together. But to be honest, I didn't have a good feeling today at all. Just some things, you know, that we need to work on. And I feel like press day, I rode my test bike, and then today we rode our race bike. So when we got through with this, I think, you know, we need to figure some things out. I think that maybe some things are different, and you know, maybe we got lost somewhere. So overall, I mean, I felt like I had. Like, I was excited to be here, and I felt like I actually had some pace to throw down, but the feeling wasn't there. So, you know, we got to regroup in 2 days, jump on a plane, and go off to Donations in France, and I think that'll be the last race of the year for me.
Looks like you still ended up winning the most overalls this year, and you've had a strong comeback. So at the end of the day, you're bummed out right now, but like I wrote in a column, I think you're still kind of a winner. Does that make sense?
I think that we're a winner in different areas other than getting a number one plate, you know, and as an athlete, you most certainly want that plate. And I felt like, no disrespect to the other two guys, the two Ryans, but I honestly felt like I had control of this thing, you know, like I was riding really well and I was prepared to ride in ways that I hadn't before. And, you know, after the crash in Millville, we just found it really tough for me to bounce back and get back into it. You know, there was injuries there that we were trying to work on, you know, day and night, and then just my riding, it just seemed like I kind of lost my confidence, you know. And one thing after another, you know, I think Southwick took the wind out of our sails. You know, you always, you know, the light was still at the end of the tunnel kind of thing, you know. And then after Southwick, I was just, you know, you just want to get through the season as healthy as possible and basically be done and regroup and work on bigger things. So I feel like I learned a lot this year in the fact of, you know, the mistakes that I made and things that I felt as a team and as a new team owner that we did well. So we weren't exempt from anything. We had our issues. We were up and down. And I think as a team, we understand that we can win races. We can put ourselves in contention. There's piece of the puzzle missing, and I feel like we are working strongly towards, you know, making that better for next year. So
fitting it in.
Yeah.
So like you said, Motocross the Nation's coming up. New attitude, new beginning. Maybe a win for Australia. Who knows, right?
Yeah, I think a win for Australia. I think that's a little unrealistic. I don't know.
I mean,
you know, right now I think you know the number one thing is you rely on USA having a weak link. It seems like Barsha and Baggett and I are almost on par with how pathetic we've been at the last second half of the season. So, but with saying that, you look at him as a weak link, and I'm no different. So, we'll rebound. You know, I'll go in there with a fresh new attitude, and I most certainly know that this track was really dangerous, that last one. A few sections it was pretty sketchy, and I was just blocking Mehdi, basically trying to just finish fourth. Yeah. And honestly, I just wanted to let him go, but my pride got in the way, and I was like, just fight him for it. So, you know, like I said, we started the season winning. Yeah. We started, you know, we continued to win races, and I think we surprised some people. You know, I felt that everybody thought that, you know, that we would, or I was done. And yeah. I felt that everyone thought that, you know, starting my own team was going to be way too big. And it's been a blast, honestly, you know, like you past all the ups and the downs, I've enjoyed it a lot. I'm strongly working on things for next year. And for next year, it's either going to be me and nothing's going to change, or oh, we're going to go turn this industry upside down and make some big surprises. So should be fun. See what happens.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you very much, and see you in France.
Cheers. Thanks.